Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter Hai, and I'm pleased to welcome Jean-Michel Arez to the broadcast. Jean-Michel is the Chief Technology and Operations Officer for BMO Financial Group, Canada's fourth largest financial institution. At BMO, Jean-Michel holds accountability over a diverse array of functions, such as corporate real estate, product operations, and strategic sourcing within technology and operations, a topic we cover in some depth in this interview. Among other responsibilities, Jean-Michel leads over 7,000 individuals within technology and operations to partner with the business leaders and use technology as a mechanism to achieve the corporation's growth targets. Prior to his tenure at BMO, Jean-Michel served as Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer for Coca-Cola Company and was also the Vice President and CIO of GE Power Systems. Jean-Michel graduated with a bachelor's and master's degree in electrical engineering, as well as an MBA, all from McGill University in Montreal. I recently caught up with Jean-Michel in his office in Toronto, and our conversation covered world-class IT principle one, people, as he spoke about his unique career path into and beyond the traditional role of CIO. Principle two, infrastructure, as he spoke about his renewed focus on security for the enterprise. In principle four, IT and business partnerships, as we discuss the team's ability to enable innovation of the business through IT, along with a variety of other topics.
This is Peter Hai. Please consider reading my new book, Implementing World-Class IT Strategy, How IT Can Drive Organizational Innovation. The book covers topics such as the CIO as strategic facilitator, the development of IT missions, facilitating corporate and divisional strategy, the development of IT's own strategic plans, the development of enterprise architecture, reviewing, refreshing, and communicating strategy, and a variety of other topics. You can find it at Amazon.com, my publisher's website, Wiley.com, and at your better bookstores. Thank you very much.
Well, Jean-Michel Arez, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thank you, Peter.
Jean-Michel, I thought we would begin with your current role. You are the Group Head of Technology and Operations at BMO Financial Group. Can you briefly describe your area of responsibility, the parts of the organization that report to you, and so on?
I'm responsible for technology, information security and IT risk, product operations, sourcing and supplier governance, real estate, and our newly created data and analytics team under a chief data officer who also jointly reports to our chief operating officer.
Jean-Michel, you are one of a growing number of very successful CIOs who have moved beyond that role to not only be responsible ultimately for technology, but for a broader set of capabilities as represented in all that you've just described. Can you talk a bit about, specific to your journey and your sets of responsibilities, how it occurred to you and your colleagues to combine these areas of focus under a single executive?
My view is that it's about effectiveness and efficiency. If you look at a bank, technology and operations is the foundation of a bank. And essentially, the business teams will develop products. So, for example, a mortgage could be a loan, card offer, a mutual fund. Technology and operations will work partnership with the business teams to create the business processes, the data structures, and the IT systems that bring that product to market. From there, day-to-day, technology and operations support the flow of these transactions across these products. And having, you know, together simplifies the support model for the business teams. They have one team to go to, you know, the services, whether it's retail banking team or a cards team or a wealth management team, you know, really needs to act as one to support these teams. The other element of it is that having Tino together also creates a really good foundation to enable improvements across the bank. And we're working on digitizing the bank. And when you digitize the bank, you have to consider business processes. You have to look at those front to back from the business to product operations, which is really a core element of the process, but the front end of that process is in the business. And then technology and data need to also work together. And so pulling them together, I think, gives a sense of cohesiveness and our ability to execute more effectively.
interesting to get the breadth of areas that you've just described and extending even to the digital business and evolution of that, in your case, at BMO Financial Group. Obviously, as you point out, for a bank, data is king and information is incredibly important. And can you talk a bit about your own perspectives of the evolution of the IT function and what separates those people who've been successful as IT leaders and perhaps those who've gone on to broader roles such as yourself versus others who have not? As you contemplate your own characteristics, what are some of the things that you think have enabled you to go on a journey like this?
Certainly, one element is that the CIO role gives one the opportunity to really understand the enterprise really broadly. So when you're a CIO, you know, in any industry, you have to work on the commercial processes. Depending on the business you're in, you may have to work in engineering, you may have to work in manufacturing, you may have to work in sales and distribution. In a bank, again, you know, I'm working with the channels team at the front end, with the marketing teams. We'll be working with the teams in risk. Risk is obviously a very important component in a bank. And so the ability of one to see the entire enterprise is key. Stepping back, being able to work with the business teams to develop a strategy. I think the learnings around operational excellence are critical. The learnings around program execution and transformation. And I think last but certainly not least today is the ability to abstract and come up with innovative ideas. Operational excellence, transformation, innovation, I think are three characteristics of a leader, you know, that I think can have a significant impact on your company.
Can you talk a bit about your team's objectives for the foreseeable future? What are some of the areas in which you've identified opportunities to better leverage technology in creative ways?
We have four areas that we've called out as the areas of operating focus. So we're focused on the brand, on channels, on data and analytics, and on process. For my team, it has significant implications. I mean, from a brand perspective, we're working very closely with our chief marketing officer and the teams across the businesses. We've recently relaunched our brand. We're looking at how technology can support the brand launch, looking at elements of digital marketing, looking at also analytics in that area. Channels, obviously a lot of work on digital channels. You can imagine the importance of the experience online on mobile and tablet devices, but also the evolution of the network, the retail network in a bank, the branch network, and the ATMs. From a data and analytics standpoint, as you mentioned, Peter, it is really central in a bank. And so a lot of work to continue to evolve those capabilities, which are critical to the customer experience, but also obviously in a bank from a risk management standpoint and from a regulatory compliance standpoint. And then process, which is really back to the linkage to product operations, a lot of work on processes to digitize a bank. You know, most banks that have been around for many, many years have obviously a very large number of processes, but a lot of paper still. And so there's a very disciplined effort around using technology to digitize our processes across the company.
You've mentioned for good reason in a couple different places, digital business. And I wonder if you can talk a bit, Jean-Michel, about some of the ways in which you've thought about partnering in that space. There are those, for instance, who say that, you know, the CDO, the emergence of digital business is primarily a marketing discipline. And those people would probably advocate that it either be something that is in marketing or it is a new function that emerges from a leader within the marketing team to take that over. As you point out now multiple times talking about some of these new digital opportunities, the IT leader naturally has a very big role to play in this, potentially even a leadership role to play in this. Can you offer your own perspectives on the mix between different parts of the organization in order to solve this puzzle correctly?
I mean, there's no question that first the digital capabilities, the analytic capabilities, the digital channels, mobility and the analytics capabilities are critical going forward. And that the chief marketing officer and the teams in the business have a pivotal role to play. And that's where the CIO needs to be a great partner. There are elements that the CIO brings to the party that I think are unique. Some elements around, for example, how we architect analytic solutions to combine data and provide platforms that have unique characteristics to generate insights. The way we architect the channel platforms for speed to market and so on. But it's clear that the CMO has a pivotal role to define brand, working with the CEO, the business teams, and we work together to bring all of that to the marketplace, so and to our customers. I've heard that comment on a few occasions where, is it the CMO or is it the CIO? And for me, it's actually very simple. It's both. Mm-hmm. And the ability to work together is what differentiates, you know, companies that are going to win.
You mentioned among areas within your purview, security, understandably, and obviously for a bank of all organizations of particular importance, given the sensitivity of the kind of information that you're collecting from your customers and have within your possession. Can you talk a bit about your own kind of approach to security and how you think about it? Obviously, there have been not just in financial services, but beyond, some very prominent breaches of, you know, really phenomenal companies, and interested in thinking about the way in which your evolving plan works relative to security.
There's no question that for every CIO, security needs to be one of our top priorities. It requires, now, if you look back 15 years ago, you know, as a CIO, you would cover information security and you would have, you know, the proper capabilities, but the level of intensity today is different. And that's a function of the environment, and the level of sophistication of the threat is far greater, and it's evolving at a pace that I don't think the industry has ever seen. So that requires a different approach, and I think CIOs need to first build a very, very strong team internally, have a capability framework that makes sure that there's a very comprehensive set of capabilities and diagnostic on that and regular benchmarking and external validation. The role of external partners is critical. I think it's moving so fast that the notion that any single company would have all the expertise internally is probably not right. And so having strategic partnerships with external experts is pivotal. And then probably most importantly, leveraging the discussion with those experts, with your team, and with other industry firms, so for example, in our case, other banks, to vector in on the most prevalent threats and the most effective defense mechanisms. There are hundreds and hundreds of things that need to be covered to have the right level of security, but execution is about focus and really working with others to sharpen one's focus on the most critical priorities is essential, particularly in a time where it's changing so quickly.
That's so interesting. Across, it seems like, for very good reason, a theme across various areas that we're covering in our conversation here, Jean-Michel, is one of collaboration, that an IT executive, a successful IT executive today, needs to be a highly networked individual, whether it's pursuing opportunities like the aspects of our conversation involving, you know, brand and data analytics and digital business, or if it's, you know, de-risking the organization and thinking about ways in which you can, you know, be a risk mitigator. Again, as you're pointing out, It takes sort of a broader team to involve external partners of various kinds in order to make sure that you're doing all you can to get that right. So I think I'm hearing you say that a successful IT leader has to be someone who can build relationships internally and externally in a very solid way. Am I interpreting that correctly?
I think that's exactly right. And I think building relationships and working with teams and be able to set a clear direction are all part of it. I would say that I would add two elements to it. One is the network that you build. And over the years, I think each CIO has a great opportunity to, obviously, you know, building the relationships within the firm is the ticket to the game. That's pivotal. But the network, the professional network that a CIO can and should build over the years is pivotal. And I look back to the people that I met early in my career and that I'm still in contact with, a few forums that I choose. I mean, we all have very busy schedules, but I choose to participate in every year. The value in having conversations with the technology leaders, both CIOs and other industry leaders, and that reach actually gives one the perspective that's really key to help guide an enterprise. So internal partnerships and a network outside, and then picking a few strategic partners that you can lean on as you execute is also important.
That makes sense. You've been an IT executive within a diverse set of industries. You were the CIO of GE Power Systems, so industrials. You were the CIO of Coca-Cola, obviously now in financial services, as we've been describing at BMO Financial Group. As you have contemplated each of the steps of your journey as IT executive and worked in B2B environments, B2C environments, now in an organization that is actually a little bit of both, how have you translated practices from one environment to the next? Are there, you know, certain things that you see as common, no matter the company, versus those things that are nuanced industry by industry, company by company?
Actually, I'm absolutely fascinated by that, because I think to really enjoy the role of CIO, you have to have a strong desire to continuously learn. Never, you need to have that curiosity and the desire to learn about how companies work and the details of how they work. And having done that for almost 20 years now, I look at some of the foundational themes, and there are many. You really, really have to, obviously, build relationships with executives and understand how the business operates and all of these things, but then basic elements like understanding the processes in your company, understanding the data structures, the application sets, and most importantly, the operating platform of the company. Because as a CIO, you really are the steward of the operating platform of the company. And in the role that I now have, and I define the operating platform of the company as the processes of the company, the data of the company, and the applications and technology that supports that company. That operating platform, is really the foundation to serve millions of customers and tens and in some cases hundreds of thousands of employees. And the way that operating platform is designed really makes the difference between a firm that has great operational excellence and execution and one that doesn't. And you have to understand that wiring, have blueprints to actually be able to take that firm to the next step of evolution. So some of the common themes are around process, data, technology, operational excellence, program execution, and probably most importantly, leading and building teams. My learning is that clearly a bank is very different than a consumer goods company, an industrial company, but there are many, many foundational principles that you can take from one industry to the next. And in fact, best practices in one industry very often benefit the next industry you operate in.
And I can only imagine that going from one company to the next, as opposed to having spent your entire career in a series of companies in the same industry, it means that you're entering a company and perhaps the company benefits by you viewing things a little bit differently, perhaps than the industry norm. And maybe, ask the quote unquote ignorant question as a new person to the industry, forcing people to take a new perspective or defend an old practice that is no longer defensible. Have you seen that as an advantage of taking what has worked in other industries and thinking more about sort of a new industry that you're entering?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so in financial services, for example, process is an angle that I think manufacturing and consumer goods companies have obviously focused on for many, many years. GE did, Coke did, and bringing the process discipline and some of the techniques from manufacturing to financial services is one very good example of what you're describing. Mm-hmm. But there are many others. The marketing that a company, a consumer goods company, works on, some of these techniques can be applied in financial services as well, and so on.
I need to ask you, as somebody who has, in fact, definitively been so successful as CIO, to have risen to a role now with greater responsibilities, as we were talking about in the early part of our conversation, for those among our listeners who might wish to emulate your success and take on a broader set of responsibilities, are there certain things you might recommend to them, some methods or processes, or just personal considerations that you might suggest for those who might wish to walk a similar path to the one that you have?
Maybe a few things. The first one is the team that you build and your ability to select the talent and a team that's going to work together cohesively. I learned this early in my career at GE and even earlier, which is, as a leader, obviously, it's all about your team, but the team that you can assemble is pivotal. And if you can build a team that can work together effectively, partner with the business, build good relationships and credibility with the business, that'll go a long way. Obviously, operational excellence is the ticket to the game, right? Because If your team is unable to keep the lights on and the operations running day to day, you know, you don't get the opportunity to talk about strategy and building new capabilities. But once you've got that, then I think for me, one of the things that I've really enjoyed is to, once the basics are in place, the team is effective, the operations are running smoothly, I've always been fascinated by pushing the thinking in terms of what can be done with this enterprise, in terms of how does it work, what's the wiring underneath, and what could you do by really refining the processes, the technology, and the data, and particularly how those things work together with people, and I bring it back to the operating platform model of the company. But again, you can't do that if you don't have the basics in place. It boils down to operational excellence, and then over time, moving to innovation.
Just a last question for you, Jean-Michel. Are there, we've talked about a variety of, I think, very important trends in technology, generally speaking, data analytics, digital business, et cetera. Are there others that particularly excite you as you look into your personal crystal ball, say a year or two or three out, that you're hoping to parlay to a greater extent to the benefit of your company?
For me, it boils down to, I think, analytics and data is, you know, we're still in the very early stages of what's possible. You know, we talk about big data, but I was recently at a meeting with other CIOs, and the kind of the diagnostic in the room was maybe we, you know, as an industry, we haven't quite done a great job on small data yet, right? So there's so much data proliferation, and you know, we're moving into the world of machine learning and so on. I think there's a lot to be done with data. You know, we're very focused on getting the foundation right. And I think every CIO needs to make sure that that's in place before you go and chase really, really advanced capabilities. I do believe that the combination of analytics, mobility, social networks, and then the Internet of Things is the other thing that's coming into play over the next several years. And it creates more than enough opportunities for CIOs to innovate. And I think if done well, position their companies to succeed. But those are the dimensions of change that I think every CIO needs to consider.
Well, Jean-Michel Arez, thank you so much for taking the time today, for sharing a bit about your own past experiences that have made you the successful executive that you are, and for a great conversation.
Thank you very much, Peter.
You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World-Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the Forum on World-Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to MetaStrategy's five principles of world-class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.